Okay, that one was heard. I will go to the top of the list, starting with Jeff, NATX, and Edgar. Please stand by. And we'll try again for any further stations after we run through the list. Jeff, go ahead with your transmission.
Hello, everyone. This is Jeff up in Seward, Alaska, and I think that was Nicholas. Thank you for doing the net. Sounds like you've been having exciting weather. It's 45 degrees here, cloudy, and we've been going between rain and gloomy-looking weather. In fact, it's projected that we might get snow at the end of the week. And, of course, that means respiratory season has not ended, and everyone's got joint pain. And we're just waiting for that break when we get our warm weather and the party kind of starts here. So we did have Mermaid Festival last weekend, and there's a few others that are coming up. There's something though. There's some big events this weekend for fishing and stuff, and that. But other than that, it's we've just kind of been waiting for something to get warm. So also, I will be in Traverse City June 18th. Through the 21st, and then I have to go to Kentucky to start my new program on the 15th, and I'm going to do a detour up for a few days to see family, and then we're hoping in August to do a two-week trip. So hope to see a few of you then, and everyone take care, and hope those storms miss you. NADX.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for the weather report in Alaska. We've got a lot warmer temperatures than you do, but we are also waiting for the warm weather. We get a day here and a day there, which kind of fools us into thinking summer's finally here, and then we get a round of storms, and as I understand it, we're going to have the possibility of freezing temperatures on Wednesday night. So we're waiting for summer. We hope it gets here, but it doesn't seem like it's here just yet. Okay, Edgar, KKHYD, Edgar, go ahead with your transmission, and Caleb, please stand by.
This is KKHYD, Edgar, in Traverse City near 5 Mile in Hammond. We're just leaving Sunset Park when the storm set, and this took literally minutes until the road and highway was just covered with water and quite deep on the right-hand lane. So, it came fast and furious. It didn't last too long, so that was a good thing. So, 73 for the net. This is KAHYE.
Hey, Edgar, very good to hear from you. These storms have been set a precedent, I think, for the amount of water. I can only imagine what the Boardman River looks like after today's deluge. Caleb, 88, WAM. Go ahead with your transmission. And Scott, WX1J, stand by.